Hi, it's Priyanka Jethwa here, and I'm the Senior Features Writer at RN & Retail Express and Assistant Editor of Vape Retailer. Today I'll be talking about the immediate effects of the menthol ban and the challenges retailers have faced. Over the past year, we've talked a lot about the menthol ban, including how suppliers are helping retailers prepare, what convenience retailers should expect, and how they can ensure they don't miss out on sales. Now that the ban has been in effect for nearly 2 months, we've had feedback from a number of retailers on which next generation products their loyal menthol smokers have switched to and which areas they still need support on. A recent discussion on Better Retailing's private Facebook group showed that a lot of retailers have reported positive sales of Imperial Tobacco's Rizzler flavour infusion cards in the menthol flavour, with the majority selling them above the RRP. They said that despite charging above the recommended price, in some cases by nearly 50%, shoppers were buying the cards in stacks to save for a later date, and the menthol flavour has been by far the best seller. Data provided to us by the Retail Data Partnership also showed that the day after the ban came into place, sales of the cards in the menthol variety shot up. Whereas the cards have given consumers an easy alternative and have been an easy sell, not all retailers find that their shoppers are aware of the ban on menthol cigarettes, and this has led to confusion. When the ban came into place, lockdown measures in the UK were quite strict, and this meant suppliers were unable to send out representatives to help retailers organise their stock, and this has had a negative impact on retailers' knowledge. A lot of those that I have spoken to mentioned that they were unaware of all the options out there and why some products that were advertised as being mentholed were still considered legal. A Twitter poll earlier this year by Better Retailing found that 43% of respondents could not identify the correct legal status of menthol accessories after the ban. More than 1 in 5 respondents falsely believed that all menthol accessories would be banned. And it seems that this uncertainty hasn't been resolved. One retailer stated that when people came in asking for a menthol alternative, they would get confused as to which products could be used with which new filters, so were unable to provide accurate advice. The sheer number of new products in the market has overwhelmed some retailers, with suppliers launching a number of alternatives under established brands. This has made it difficult for some to consolidate their range and decide which products they should initially stock, and what actually is the difference between them all. There definitely needs to be more education and information around new launches, but you need to address this not just from a retailer's point of view, but also from a consumer's perspective. One retailer said she feared that because her customers hadn't been told why the ban had been introduced, a lot of them might start looking for illicit stock. It has come to a big shock to them that they are unable to buy menthol cigarettes now. Another topic that has come up a lot in conversation is to do with buyback schemes. When it comes to this, retailers have expressed that there has been a lot of confusion and many suppliers have implemented last-minute changes to their policies that has caught some retailers out. For example, one retailer said that reps had been given caps on how much stock they were able to swap out, but right up until the ban, they were encouraged to keep stocking as many menthol products as possible. Meanwhile, when it comes to vaping as a whole, not many convenience stores have reported an upsurge in sales immediately after the ban, saying consumers would rather experiment with other new alternatives on the market that closely mirror menthol cigarettes first. But with this, only time will tell whether they decide to move to vaping in the future. However, one opportunity that has risen from the menthol ban is retailers investing in vaping displays. Most retailers that I speak to now are in the process of researching which suppliers are offering the best looking units, as this is one area in tobacco they are free to make their own. As an industry, we're still at the early stages and we can't determine what the long-term effects of the menthol ban will be on convenience. For now, suppliers need to work closely with retailers to ensure that they are educated on the laws and alternatives to guarantee they remain profitable. If you are a supplier looking to learn more about the convenience market and the issues retailers are facing, make sure to follow NewTrade's LinkedIn page. Or if you would like to catch up on previous shortcasts, you can do so by heading to www.newtrade.co.uk/blog/shortcast. Thanks for listening.